Blog Talk Radio.
Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson. I am on every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. We were actually going to do a replay tonight because of me and the fact that me and my host, Pam Latour, are actually traveling. And we were able to get in our favorite guest, Lisa Sweets, to actually come in at the last minute, which I'll introduce in a minute. As always, I like to tell you that if you want to find out more about this show or any of the shows that we have on the air, you can go to the website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And before I move on, I would just want to mention to everybody that Pamela Latour, who does the show with me every Thursday, is not on tonight because she's actually on vacation. So I'm glad she's taking some downtime. Also, I wanted to let you know that that she has started her own sister radio network, and you can find out more about that by going to our website, of course, and we have a special link on there to talk about it. But you can also go to Blog Talk Radio and go to Pam Latour Radio. That's PamElaLatour Radio. And she has just an absolutely incredible lineup, which you can see more of if you go to the Spiritual Connections website. We're kind of carrying a lot of her information on there and really excited about the fact that she's kind of created the sister network and everything like that. And, of course, Pam still stays on the air with us, which is great. I want to let everybody know a couple different events that I'm involved in and get my website out. My name's Mark Rawson, and that's M-A-R-K. Middle initial A is an apple, last name Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. So you can go to my website, which is www.markarawson.com. I was actually going to say Spiritual Connections Radio because I'm so used to saying that. So just a couple things coming up for me. If you're in the New Jersey area, I'm actually teaching at my friend Brigida's place in Clinton, New Jersey. You can find out more information about that lecture. That's going to be on Saturday, August 24th in Clinton, New Jersey. Around 7:30 at night, I'm going to be teaching on balance and talking about balance. And I also just sent out information this week that I am going to be teaching because I will be in France for the month of September. And I will be teaching a spiritual retreat there from September 14th to the 21st. You can find out information on that on the website. That will take place in the south of France. It's called The Missing Piece, and it's going to be a training, spiritual training retreat that's going to be what I call 50% left brain, 50% right brain. What that means is that for part of the 5 days, we're going to be lecturing on how to improve yourself spiritually. On the other side of the equation, we're going to be talking about the whole business aspect. And just so I can kind of identify and let you know what it is that I'm going to be doing there, my audience that I'm looking to attract to that retreat is basically anybody spiritual who's looking for the next step on their path to move and empower themselves to become the best that they can be. Anybody who's on their own mission in life, who's looking to heal themselves and is looking to grow personally within their own life anybody who wants to become a spiritual teacher, and anybody who already has a modality, as I call it, which means they've learned something, they're certified to do something already, but wants to know how to create a business out of it. So I'll be teaching how to self-publish a book, how to advertise, how to create a website, blogging, taxes, forming a company, you know, and getting your word out there, you know, designing your business, and all the business aspects that, you know, are necessary for really being successful in any of the different things that you want to follow in your life. So just really excited about that. You can check out that on my website also. That's going to be coming up in September, and the RSVP deadline for that is going to be September 6th. So make sure to book. And I have a special option up there that if you want to bring your friend with you or your partner, the regular conference for the 7 days, which includes your room, breakfast, lunch, and the cost of the retreat, is $2,444. And if you want to bring a friend with you, you can do that for $1,000. So that's all U.S. And really looking forward to having a good-sized group there for that. We are going to cap that event at 20 people because we want to keep the group small because of the amount of material and the type of material that we're going to be offering. It's called The Missing Piece. It's material that's not covered anywhere else in the world with any other spiritual teacher. So if you can get out there for that event, please do so. And with that, I'm really excited to bring my friend Lisa Sweets on. I call her Sweets because it's something that's of a nickname that I've always had for her. Her name is actually Lisa Sweet. And Lisa, are you there?
I sure am, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, yeah. For anybody who missed her first show, we enjoy working with Lisa so much. We actually had her on, I forget how long ago, but if you go back to the Spiritual Connections website and go into the archive, you can actually go find her show. It is listed under her name. And she was on quite a while ago to talk about IET. And she's actually come back to talk more about it because we definitely didn't have enough time the last time we were with her. And we're really honored to have her here with us. She's a really gifted spiritual teacher and healer. And we're really excited to learn more about angels and stuff like that. So with that, I've got a whole bunch of questions for you, Lisa. But let's start with the easy stuff. Tell me a little bit about your journey and how you kind of grew spiritually. Are you one of those children that was gifted since you were born?
I'd say, yeah. I've had these skills. I didn't know what they were or how to use them, you know, pretty much my whole life until I hit about, I don't know, 45 or so. So for the last 10 years, I've been running around trying to put all the pieces together to figure out what it all means and, you know, why things happen to me and why things work the way they do and why the life is always blessed and, you know, always abundant and anytime I think of something that I want, that kind of thing. You know, why people just magically are you know, well around me. Or, you know, me, my health is always good. So I think it's always been here.
Mm-hmm. And I think what we're going to be talking about tonight is we're actually going to be talking about IET, which is one of the many things that I know you do. And we definitely don't have enough time to kind of go through all the different aspects of all the great tools that you have and the ways that you can help people. But before we get too far into that, can you give everybody your website so that people can find you and purchase some of your great services?
Sure. It's www.sweetguidance.com.
Excellent. So let's get the ball rolling. What is IET?
So IET is a energy healing modality discovered and then, you know, developed further by Stephen Thayer. He's an engineer like myself, and the information was channeled to him from the angelic realm. And like so many things that I've learned, you know, you'll be working on someone and then the information just comes in. And, you know, now you know how to do something new and fantastic. I'm sure that that's how it happened with him back in the 80s. And you're just going along minding your own business, and grace falls upon you.
Wow.
Yeah. pretty amazing. So IT is really unique and powerful compared to so many other techniques that I've learned along the way, in that it removes, clears, energizes your cellular memory. So it gets the issues out of your tissues for good.
I like that.
Yeah, I do. I love that catchphrase that they've coined. It helps you to safely and gently release limiting energy patterns from your past, empower and balance your life in the present, and embody your full potential, you know, as you move on into your future. So it's just a 360 kind of healing modality.
Okay. And so going into the different parts of IET, who are the healing angels of the energy field? And, you know, when you talk about the energy field, what energy field are you talking about?
So everything has an energetic component to it. Your physical body, you have an energetic body as well, and there are many layers outside of your physical body that make up the whole energy field. So that field connects to, you know, all that there is, each one of us, that energy field connects to each other. You know, not only can you touch each other physically, but you can connect to each other energetically across the miles very easily. And to other planes, other realms, like the angelic realm.
Okay, so what are the healing angels that are part of that?
So there are nine of the healing angels of the energetic field. They are the governing angels of the different healing gifts, and they each have a special gift to help you with something that you need to clear. So, for example, Ariel is your primary, I call her, the leading angel of the healing energy field, and she works with not only your first chakra, but your eighth chakra as well. That's the one above your head. And she works with your soul's mission and helps you to clear your limiting self-will. So let me see if I can tell you some more about her. She's pretty cool. She can do things like, she's in charge of, excuse me, let me start at the beginning. Her overall healing ability is to manage the violet ray. And she's dedicated to helping you, you know, when you connect with her, overcome your limitations. She wants to help your dreams come true, and have you live an experience, live the experience that you want to on Earth in your physical body. You want me to go through all of them?
Yes, I would, because I love hearing about what each of them does.
I do too. It's so nice, because then you'll find as you listen, I hope, that each one, one in particular, will probably resonate with you most. So, for example, when I teach a class, I have these angel cards, and I have each one of the students draw one. And every time I've been a student in a class learning about IET in a workshop for masters where we all draw cards all the time, I always get Ariel. So funny. Every single time. It's probably been, 15, 16 times. And I always get Ariel. So funny.
Hmm.
So I believe she's mine. So it'll be neat to find out which one you most resonate with. So the next fella is Raphael. And Raphael, he works with your seventh chakra. And his healing gift is divine illumination. He helps you clear your illusion of separation, from the divine or angelic realm, God, whatever you like to call it. So he also helps you clear your clears your illusions of separation, which is the basis for all illness. So I thought that was very interesting to learn that when you realize that, you're not separate anymore from anyone, it's amazing how healthy you become. So, and that's Raphael's lovely gift to humanity. And Raphael's energy is especially powerful in clearing the energy of guilt from your seventh chakra area, which is where it's stored. And whenever you lose hope or feel abandoned or feel alone, you can call upon Raphael to help you. So I'm sure everybody goes through that. Everybody goes through those things throughout their life here and there. And the next angel is Gabriel. And there's no really any sex to the angels. They're kind of male and female, or not. I don't know. How do you describe that? Not one sex or the other. Angelic. So Gabriel works with your third eye or sixth chakra. And his healing gift to humanity is the divine direction. And he helps you clear uncertainty and distrust, which we've all had ingrained upon us in childhood. And he helps you overcome your human uncertainty and to know clearly the direction that the divine wishes for you to travel in your life. And it's not so much a directive, but rather a co-creation between you and the realms where you came from, where you're now in this human body, living the life you chose.
Okay.
So he also helps you build trust. If you're clearing out your distrust, he's going to help you build trust and move through your life in the direction that you've chosen before that roadblock came up. And whenever you call upon Gabriel for help, he will clearly point the way through your life situation. So some doors will open quick, some doors will slam shut, some situations, could be a little bit of a struggle for a little bit, and then things may, clear right up and become easy and produce many blessings once all of those things are clear. That's what's nice about having an IET session, is that each of these things, as I read them to you or tell you about them, the IET session itself works through and with, worked on all of these items and through the angelic, the angels of each chakra, if that made any sense.
Yes.
It's hard to explain. You get a big boost of angelic juice, as I like to call it, with each clearing of each chakra, all done and assisted through the angels.
I think also what we can do is, and I'll let you continue in a second with all this great info. is that when we come back from the break on the half hour, we're actually going to work with everybody to have a guided, what are we doing today? We're doing a guided meditation.
So it's, what I thought would be really useful is for everyone to connect, I can show you how to connect to the energetic, how do you just pronounce this? Connect energetically to the angelic realm. That's how I wanted to put it. So I find that that is the number one thing I do every morning. That's the number one thing I do every night. That is the number one thing I do before I do any healing work, is I connect to the juice that you know, gives life to everything. It gives life to the, you know, the healing abilities. It gives life to health. It gives life to whatever I want to manifest for that day. And I think it's a very useful tool for anyone. And it's very easy to do.
Excellent. So we'll be looking forward to that after we come back from the break and when we go to on the half hour. You know, before you continue with telling us about the different angels, I just want to let you know, I think the two that I work with the closest are Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And it's funny because I think just like you teach or just like you understand that there's angels for different purposes, I think because of my programming background from years ago, I have this departmentalized idea of, okay, here's something I need to do, so I'm going to call on this specific archangel to do it. So it's kind of interesting to do, and there's lots of books out there that are really good references on why you would use one angel over the other. If it's okay with you, I'd like to share a little bit about some of my experiences to see, to kind of tell you about some of my experiences with angels.
Oh, yes, that would be great. And I'd like to do that, too, if we have time.
Excellent.
That's cool, yeah.
So one of the things that I thought was interesting is that originally when I first started doing Reiki work, and I was doing what's called a Reiki share, when you get together with groups of people and you have a chance to do healing work on people, that was my first experience with angels, probably about a month into working on people that had come in to have that Reiki experience. And I felt an energy come in. I kind of checked in with my intuition. Sure enough, it was Archangel Michael, and that was the first time I ever saw an angel show up in the middle of the healing when I hadn't, not that I ever asked for it before then, but I'm kind of working all of a sudden. I felt this energy come in. And sure enough, it was Archangel Michael. And then within 5 or 6 minutes, Archangel Raphael came in. And I just thought that was just so powerful. So, you know, they've been basically working with me with the different healing work that I've been doing for years now. And then what I also started to notice is that as I was doing a lot of remote healing work with people in different parts of the world, that I would see other archangels come in and angels too. Not every, you know, it's not like you need to work with archangels all the time. I mean, different types of angels will come in for different purposes. But it was funny because I'd be in the middle of a healing, I would see an angel come in, like, you know, it'd be like, you know, Archangel Uriel or something, and I had no idea why that archangel was there. So I would actually go and pull the book, look up what it is that archangel does, and then of course get validation after I talked to you know, the patient or the client afterwards and found out, oh, the reason why this particular one came in is because, you know, for that same reason. And, it was a lot of, you know, seeing all these new different spiritual energies coming up to do different types of work. So that's my experience. Why don't you go ahead and share yours before we go back to talking about the healing angels of energy field.
Nice. That is so cool because that's very, very similar to my first experience as well. And I have to tell you, I was a complete non-angel believer. Angels, that's a little far-fetched for me. Entities or, you know, other masters that have ascended, etc. You know, I'm good with that. But angels, So I was doing the same thing. I was in doing a Reiki share. And I think I was the second level at the time, and I was working with my teacher, and she was working on me, or I was working on her. Let's see, which was it? She was working on me, and the energy that we channeled through, she said she had never felt anything like that when she'd worked on any other person, any student or client, and that she felt like she had wings on her back when she was doing healing work on my bad knee. So I thought that was very interesting. I was like, wings? So I believe that, you know, an angel had come in and worked through her, as they always do, to do the healing on my knee. And she felt every bit of it. That was very cool. And it's funny how along the way, I've picked up all of these modalities that are all angelic-based. You know, when I'm running around saying, I don't believe in angels, I don't believe in angels. And so I finally gave that up and just said, okay, I get it. Clearly, you know, I connect very well with all of these modalities, so I'll just throw out the name and enjoy the connection to the realm and you know, have a great life and help lots of people. So angels are great, and I don't actually access any particular one. I just ask the realm. So tap into whoever's up there, over there, and ask them for whatever it is I need at that moment. And I always get help instantly. It's very strong.
Mm-hmm. You know, because of timing and everything, I want to make sure we get to the exercise and stuff. Can you talk about inviting angels to help you and how to connect? That's not what we're doing after the break, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do after the break.
Oh, that's what we're going to do. Why don't you go ahead and finish talking about the angels, the healing angels of the energy field.
All right, cool. So we have Celestina, Faith, Cassiel, Daniel, Sarah, and Michael are the next set. And let me tell you what each one of them does. Did we already do Celestina? I don't think so. So she works with your fifth chakra. That's your throat, lungs, and neck. And she works with her healing gift to us is her creative expression, to help us with creative expression, and helps you clear out swallowing your self-expression. So she helps you clear your own natural reaction to hold back or restrict or not speak your voice or her energy gives life to your creative self-expression, so you feel enlivened and want to share your creativity with others. And I think it's really cool that she helps you bring out, you know, your light out of the closet so you can shine for everyone to see. And guarantees that there's others out there who will accept it. I think that's something that we find when we go to these workshops. You know, clearly that angel is everywhere at the workshop. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the next angel is Faith, and her area is the shoulders, where the shoulds are. Her healing gift is faith and the freedom that it brings. And she helps you clear worshiping the opinions of others. I thought that was very interesting. So she helps you release your need for approval from others. That is a really good one. Something that I have just recently set free. So she must have been there to help with that. She frees you from codependencies and helps you clear, you know, the limiting, self-limiting shoulds, and, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that, and allows you to remove the weight of the world from your shoulders. So she's a good gal to have around. And the next angel works with your heart center, and that's Cassiel. And excuse me if I keep calling them she's and he's. But you know, I did my disclaimer earlier. So her healing gift is unconditional love, and she helps you clear heartache and betrayal. So we all have a lot of that recently. And she helps heal the effects of heartache and emptiness, longing, grief. Lots of that going on recently. Sadness. And, you know, things that these things can result in, you know, feelings of abandonment, and loss, and betrayal. So she helps you, gives you hope, helps you trust and love again. And I'm certainly been gifted by her for being able to trust and love again. So she's been a part of my life recently as well. She clears the energy of betrayal, even from past lives. So her gifts are especially powerful if you've been separated from one or both of your birth parents. So if you are going through or have gone through an adoption or divorce or a death, she's a great gal to call on. And she gives a really wonderful healing support for those who have ADD. I thought that was very interesting. Because all this time I thought ADD was really an effect from diet. But it really stems from a fourth chakra issue, you know, deficit there, from loss probably. I thought that was very interesting.
One of the questions I have, and probably a lot of our listeners have, is if you kind of, I guess I'll look at it from two angles. Let's just say I have something going on. I'm not quite sure what it is. You know, maybe I can just say, well, I have this lack of abundance, or, you know, I have this lack of cash flow or something like that, but I have no idea what's causing it to be some type of issue somewhere in my body. You know, can I just blanket ask, you know, I'd like to call in all the archangels to come in that are necessary for my highest good to clear this issue of abundance?
So in my experience, yes. Yes, you can do that, but I find what works much better is to be very specific. I mean, down to the, you know, as granular and as detailed as you can be in the most positive, heartfelt manner. You know, I tried all of that, you know, being generic because I didn't know what the problem was. And that really did not get things moving very fast. They would move. But, you know, I wasn't clear enough. So I use this as an example all the time. So I was asking for, you know, the perfect man in your life. And I had my laundry list of all the do's and don'ts that I wanted. And one of the items was, I can't remember what that was. Oh, darn, I lost it. Anyway, so my list was not specific enough, so I got Ted instead of who I really wanted, you know, who ended up being, you know, Jason, who, you know, was compassionate and wonderful and saw me for me, where, you know, Ted was not Jason. We'll just say that. So I found that, to answer your question, the more specific, the better. If you're not sure what is causing the problem, you know, there's great tools to help you get there. Journaling, meditation, and what's a new technique that I've been working on is a technique by Joe Dunning. And it's called the Quick Pulse. And that is miraculous at clearing things out. And you specifically work on, you know, things you don't like, things you don't want in your life, which is kind of opposite of a lot of the the modalities out there where, you know, always think positive, you know, and then you'll be able to manifest what you want. So I find that using all of your tools in your toolbox is really key to getting what you want and being detailed, because detailed makes it happen. Oh, and the last key part, or another key part, is it's not the words, it's the feeling that generates the change. So all these years I've been, you know, okay, I want $300 in my green wallet tomorrow. Well, you know, that didn't work too good. I might have gotten 20, but what got it was is honest, heart wide open gratitude for the abundance I have now. So even if I was dirt poor and out of work for 5 months, that's what made everything start coming in. I manifested $3,000 last month. It just came out of the blue.
Wow, that's great.
That was pretty awesome.
Now, here's an interesting question. If I particularly like to work with Archangel Raphael,
mm-hmm.
can I ask that particular Archangel to help me with whatever I want, which would normally be covered by two or three other Archangels, or are you better off trying to find out which one works in the area that you need worked on? Almost like, you know, if you're going to go see a specialist, you know, you don't go see a foot specialist if you need to have, you know, dental work done, you know.
Right. So from all of the things that I've read and learned, you wouldn't come to me to fix your plumbing or to restain your cabinet, because frankly, I suck at those. But I am completely awesome at taking your entire global computer infrastructure system and, you know, moving it from Timbuktu to Boulder and all of its pieces and parts, and I don't care what kind of software and hardware you have, because that is what I'm really good at. And so I kind of look at things like that. You know, the angelic realm and each of their special gifts. If you want something special, Doug, go to the specialist.
Okay, great. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get into the exercise with everybody, because I want to make sure we have time for that. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson. I'm on every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. If you miss any part of this show or want to listen to any of the shows, you can find them up on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Our guest that we have on this evening is Lisa Sweet, and you can find out more about her on her website, which is www.sweetguidance.com. And I guess while we're on, I want to just give a great shout-out to all our friends at the Deb King Center, that are listening this evening. I love all of you, and I hope all of you are doing well. And with that, Lisa, why don't you go ahead and do your introduction to what we're going to do.
All right, great. Thanks, Mark. I want to say hi to all my peeps at the center as well. I know y'all are out there listening. Thank you. So let's see. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite an angel or angel, whichever you like, I'm going to show you how to make a connection to an angel or many angels, whatever you want to do. Step you through the process. It's very easy. I'll kind of walk you through quickly what we're going to do, and then we'll give it a try. So we're going to, bring our awareness to our heart center, because we're going to open up a connection between your heart center, which is in the center of your chest. That's where your fourth chakra is. We're going to excuse me. Offer up a prayer of gratitude. We're going to project a golden energy cord, which is termed in IET a heart link. We're going to connect that up through our throat, third eye, crown chakra, and up to the angelic realm. And we're going to send our love up that cord to the angelic realm, and then visualize the love coming back down, and you should be able to feel it. And so we'll be sending and receiving energy from the realm, and then we'll just kind of sit in the presence and see, you know, allow you to kind of sit quietly and see what your angel feels like, and you know, let you experience that for a couple of minutes, and then let you, you know, just kind of reflect on that and see if you can do any kind of discernment of, you know, do you feel safe? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel loved? Do you feel tingly? Do you feel warm? Those kind of things to help you kind of get a feel for what the energy, the angelic energy feels like. Different angels can feel differently to you so that you can kind of discern, you know, which one is there visiting you. So if you want to make yourself comfortable, and kind of sit back and relax, take a few deep breaths, just kind of breathe in to the count of 3, 2, 3, and then out to the count of 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and in again, 1, 2, 3. And let it out. 3, 4, 5. In. And out. It helps you get centered and comfortable. Now imagine you have a beautiful golden cord extending out from the center of your chest, linking right up to the source of angelic energy, straight up through your throat, through your third eye, out the top of your head. However you want to conceive of it, visualize or feel the glowing warmth of the cord. Now use this cord to invite the divine beings of light to help you in your life. You can just say, hi, thank you for connecting with me. You can say anything you like. Imagine your love flowing to them through the cord, and visualize their love coming back down the cord to you. See if you can feel their love. Now try and focus your attention on a question or maybe a situation that you'd like to address. Something that you want to clear or ask about. Often, as soon as you ask, the answer will come. You will hear it in your head or in your ear, or you'll see a picture of the answer, almost always. Feel free to ask for any guidance, protection, safety. Always be detailed and positive if you can for a better outcome. I'll just let you sit with that for a moment. Enjoy the grace. And then always be grateful. Thank you, angels, for connecting with us today. We welcome you to visit with us at any time. We will call upon you anytime we need you, and we know you'll be there. Thank you. All right, you can bring your awareness back. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Wiggle your toes, fingers. How did that feel?
That was incredible.
You're gone, aren't you?
Yeah, I had to come back down to earth, ground myself. So,
yeah, so peaceful,
I'm just going to let that sit for a minute. Yeah. So you don't feel like talking about anything.
Yeah, I know. It's very peaceful, so I'll talk. So
yeah.
I'll just share with you kind of what I do every day, all the time, anytime. It's a connecting with the angels for me is a communion, a co-creation. It's not a I'm here and helpless, oh, please do everything for me kind of connection at all. I truly believe that all the healing abilities, you know, came with me from that realm into this body. And they have helped and guided along the way like parents to help me wake up and know and use the gifts again to share with others, you know, because everybody has these abilities. So every night before I go to bed, I ask for, I just hold my palms up to the ceiling. It seems to probably can do it from anywhere. I could probably hold my palms to the wall or the floor, but I seem to get a really stronger connection. When I hold my palms up to the ceiling, and I say, thank you for an awesome day. You know, thank you for helping me with this or that. I ask and intend for complete safety of this entire property, and you know, the dog and my family and myself. And thank you that I wake up tomorrow morning refreshed and ready to go to, you know, whatever important meeting or whatever I need to do tomorrow. And I thank them and, you know, send a hug and then close for the night. You know, go away to sleep. Life is good. Wake up tomorrow morning. Everything is as I asked from the night before.
I'm going to actually check and see if we have a caller on the line. So while I'm doing that, can you go ahead and just finish off the discussion of the angels and the energy field that we were doing before the break?
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Sure. So we were talking about, Daniel. Let's see, we have Daniel, Sarah, and Michael left. So Daniel's gift is forgiveness, and he helps us clear judgments from self and others. Don't we all need his help? He helps us release the energies of anger and resentment, bitterness, and that can result from judgments. That's something I've just recently been working quite well on as well.
Hey, Lisa?
Releasing judgments.
I have Kathy on. I'm going to bring her on, okay?
Okay, cool.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, go ahead and ask your question to Lisa.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kathy?
Good. I'm trying to find out who my angel is that I work with.
So as I was going through and work, you know, describing each one of the angels, did any one in particular resonate well with you?
Well, I missed that beginning. I just got on the phone a little while ago. I think I call to Raphael a lot because I'm in that healing modality side,
yes.
And I also am having back problems.
So I think that while I seem to be connected to Ariel all the time, I don't think that it's that everybody gets like one assigned to them.
Uh-huh.
I think that you have who you need when you need them.
Ah.
So I'm not sure that there's actually a particular angel, is what I'm getting, is that you have who you need now.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever you need tomorrow will be there for you as well.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of, you know, other guides in the world as well.
Right.
That hang out and help with us, which is completely.
I haven't connected with my spirit guides yet.
Oh gosh, that is so much fun. If I may, Mark, I would love to recommend an awesome class I took on Hay House. It's called Become a Certified Spirit Guide Coach. It's an on-demand event. It's like 4 or 5 lessons. You know, you just push a button on your computer and it tell, you know, and there you are in class. And it was taught by Deborah King. It was the single best class I've taken to be able to not only understand all the different types of guides, but how to connect with them as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really great. I had no idea.
Do you hear their names?
Do I hear their names?
When you connect with them or not?
No.
No.
I have asked for years, who are you? What is your name? I know there's a group. It's a group that hangs out around me all the time.
Wow.
But I do not know. They won't say. I always ask them, what's your name? I get nothing. They won't tell me. So I call them the they.
That's cute.
Isn't it fun? So, but, you know, I know a lot of people that hear their guides or angels' name, you know, because they communicate or the guide or angel says, give me whatever name you want. You know, I hear that a lot, too. But for me personally, nope, they're not telling. Now, I do know that my ancestral guides, I know who all they are because I'm familiar with their fields when they were alive. So, you know, I know that both my grandmothers hang out with me all the time, and I know that some really ancient ancestors hang out with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I knew them, sort
mm-hmm.
of. Not the ancient one, of course, but, you know, I learned of him through all of my relatives.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
That's great. Thanks for calling in, Kathy. So we're getting ready to wrap up the show. I think probably one of the interesting things I noticed when I worked with my guides is that I kind of get a sense of it almost that I had one. I actually had two guides that I was aware of. One was feminine. One was male. And, you know, I just asked in my head, you know, what is the name? But, you know, a lot of the teachings I've learned, including, you know, that highly recommended class from Deb King on becoming a certified, you know, coach, you know, and that idea of working with spirit,
is that you can kind of just assign a name to them. And, you know, it's not like they have ego and they're going to come back and say, well, I'm not talking to you. You know, I'll give Kathy as an example. It's like, I'm not talking to you, Kathy, because you're not calling me by the right name. They really don't care what you call them. It's more important that you recognize their energy. You could probably also, and this is a good question for you, Lisa, I'll put you on the spot. Do you know what Archangel, I guess you'd call an Archangel Metatron or Archangel Michael to help you with communication with your guides, right, if you're starting to create that bridge?
No, I didn't know that was one of the things that they could help me with. I just have always connected to the energy field. I just didn't know who it was that I was connecting to. You know, I knew that there was somebody out there, clearly.
Yeah. And, so I would almost say that you could probably even use someone like, trying to think which of the archangels is really good with communication, but I would almost say Metatron is right up at the top there is one that could probably facilitate having that. But, you know, your guides are always there, you know, for everybody that's listening on the air. You know, your guides are always there. It's just a matter of just reaching out and letting them know that you want to have that connection and just kind of sitting quietly and listening. And I think we almost have an expectation that we're going to see it show up a certain way, so we kind of miss it. You know, like you almost expect to hear the voice in your head, and what you don't notice, the subtle energy or something that's around you that you can feel in your gut. So I think it's sometimes we miss it because of the expectations. So I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements again and just let you know that you've been listening to Lisa Sweets talk to us this evening about IET. And we really appreciate having you on. If you want to find out more about her services and all the great things you can purchase from her, so that she can empower you, you can go to her website at www.sweetguidance.com. And I'll let you say goodbye, Lisa, and then we're going to go ahead and shut the show down. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bless you.
Always great to have you on, Lisa. Lisa Sweet on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Life is but a dream.